This is Circulating Ideas. I'm Steve Thomas. My guest today is John Krastka. He is the president of the board of directors of the Every Library Institute and executive director at Every Library. This quick episode of the podcast is to help give a boost to the HALO Fund, which is a Help a Library Worker Out fund, which helps librarians, library staff, and library workers who need help with their expenses during the COVID-19 crisis. If you want to find out how you can support the HALO Fund, go to everylibraryinstitute.org/HALO. John, welcome back to Circulating Ideas.
Hi, Steve. It's nice to be here. Thank you so much.
I kind of wish the circumstances were a little bit better for having you back on, but we do want to talk a little bit about the HALO Fund that Every Library has set up. Mm-hmm.
Well, the HALO Fund, Steve, is intended to help a library worker out. You know, we went with HALO because it's got, well, it lends itself to a really nice logo, I think, with the, you know, the halo over the book and everything. But yep. The idea of mutual aid, you know, we're all in this together. Well, you can say that a lot, but let's really take a look at helping each other. Help a library worker out. It is a nonprofit charitable activity. We are raising funds from individuals and from vendors around the country, and pretty much just pushing it right back out to people in need. We're acting as like a clearinghouse, and it's a very low barrier kind of application. We don't need an essay. I don't need two forms of identification. I need you to self-identify and tell me that you're either, or tell us that you're either out of work or somebody in your household or your, could be your roommate, your significant other, your spouse is out of work, mm-hmm. or you've got a reduction in wages. And then we can, right now, are doing $250 grants, $250 unrestricted, no strings attached grants that you can use for any kind of household expenses or cell phone. I don't actually care what you're using it for, as long as it's legal activity.
Right.
No, seriously. I mean, and in some states, that's more than others.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is we want to make sure that we can put cash into people's hands when they need it the most right now, because library workers and their families are really in a bad spot. Coming together like this is, I think, really important. And focusing on the people who are powering libraries, whether it's school libraries, academic libraries, public libraries, and even archives, the chance to be able to talk about the people instead of the institution, I think, is also really key.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, this is really what libraries are about, of building a community, so now we're helping our own community.
Well, I'm grateful to be in a position to be able to do that. We're set up as a 501c3 organization with the Every Library Institute. That's a companion organization to Every Library, which is a 501c4. And the last couple of times I've been on, we've been talking about the C4. That's the political action committee side. That's not this. This is a C3, and 501c3s are set up to do charitable and to do nonprofit kind of work. So we're making sure that it's the right legal structure. And, you know, so all the donations right now are tax deductible, which is very important for people to realize, mm-hmm. and that we're doing $9 of every $10 that's donated goes right to the person who needs it. The other dollar that's left over, about 33 cents of that, 34 cents of it goes to process the transaction. Another 40 cents or so goes to process the advertising, because we want to be able to appeal to people to donate on social media, and that costs money. And then the rest of it, I mean, honestly, I need some postage and handling, you know? Yeah. So it's important to be able to put it together in a way that's very smooth. We got it up and running in like 2 days.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you talked a little bit about how you can apply for it and who it's for, but from the other end, how can people give to this fund?
Sure, sure. So everylibraryinstitute.org/HALO, or if you wanted to Google up Every Library HALO, it'll come up. We're in the top two or three there. But everylibraryinstitute.org/HALO, it's also on the top banner. You know, however you want to give, however much, our smallest donation's been $5. I got $1,000 from somebody, some just nice human librarian the other day. And then corporate, our vendor community is really stepping up. Today, while we're recording here on the 13th of April, the folks at BrainFuse are doing one. Last week, it was ZoomBeam Beanstack. Mm-hmm. The Urban Librarians Unite folks did a challenge match the week before. Coming up on Wednesday, EBSCO. We've got a few others lining up as well. You can look for a challenge match, but that's really just designed to encourage, you know, folks. None of the vendors are saying you got to make the match. in order to get the money. They want to put the work too, but we're looking to be able to hype it. So everylibraryinstitute.org/halo, and then from that Halo page itself is where the application is. And it's very important for us to be able to put this money to work in the hands of people who need it. Like I said before, it's a low barrier to doing it. You don't need to prove anything other than, well, most people, I just Google them up and see whether or not their LinkedIn comes up as being a library person. Let's go. We have 98 people right now in the queue waiting for money, though. And one of the biggest challenges right now is that this is a cash in, cash out operation. And every library does not have an endowment. We are not a big organization. We haven't been around for a super long time. And that's why it's cash in, cash out. So I'm very interested in seeing more come in because the need is very real right now.
Well, it's been great to be able to see, just like you said, you launched just a couple of weeks ago and you've been blowing through the goals that you've been having. Right now you're at 20,000 for your next goal. This is on, again, Monday the 13th.
That's right. Our next goal is 20 grand. We have 15,365 right now. I'm sorry. This is actually 17,5 roughly, because there's two other donations that came in off of checks that I haven't put in the database yet. My apologies. But I'd love to be able to click over 25,000 very soon. I can guarantee it's all going to go right out the door. That's the thing about this. About a third of the people who are in need are coming from public libraries. About a third are from schools, and from a third are from academics. This is affecting the entire ecosystem of librarianship and of library work. The job titles have ranged from library clerk and aide. We have navigators. We've had folks who are school library media aides as well, all the way up to library directors. And, marketing managers, et cetera. It's a confidential application, but I've got folks from Alaska down to Florida and everywhere in between.
Yeah, and you mentioned getting a couple of checks. I mean, do they need to go somewhere else to give checks?
No, all that information about donations on the Every Library Institute page as well. It's just important that folks use the words Every Library and Institute, because it's a separate legal organization, separate board of directors, separate tax structure, separate addresses. Now, granted, one of them is my living room right now. The other one's the PO box. But Every Library Institute, the information's on the site.
Okay. Well, I think it's a fantastic thing, and I'm glad to try to help get the word out about it, because I want to see you blow through all your other goals so we can keep helping other librarians out there.
Yeah, this is a time when I'm really very edified by the fact that a lot of companies are showing up, a lot of vendors are showing up, and our colleagues too, the ULU folks, the Urban Librarians Unite, the Awesome Libraries chapter, the Awesome Foundation, Urban Libraries Council put it on their newsletter last week, which is really just, I got to say that's really wonderful. We tend to be very siloed in this industry, and I'd rather not be. This is a time when some of those old paradigms need to be really considered. And I look at the companies, the vendors that are showing up here, as the people who are paying the most attention to not just the institution, which should be strong, don't get me wrong, but right now to the people. And I think that those opportunities to take a look retrospectively at where people are putting their attention, their time, their rhetoric, and their dollars, really, Steve, it's going to matter.
Yeah. So, and if people have further questions that we didn't kind of cover here, or if they're a vendor who'd like to come up next and be a donor match, how can they get in touch with you?
You can contact me through either the everylibrary.org site or the everylibraryinstitute.org site, info at either of those URLs, info at everylibrary or info at everylibraryinstitute comes right to me. We're getting to know people for the first time on this project as well. There's two upcoming challenge matches that'll be around the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of April for folks that we've never worked with before. Companies that are new to our group of vendors who care. And again, that's an exciting opportunity. It's a silver lining in this, getting to know the folks who are really committed to not just the industry, but to the people who work there.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what everybody is looking out for, is these silver linings that we can kind of get, because it's obviously a crisis, but we can always help each other out still.
Yeah, Steve, you've been great for wanting to get this thing out real fast and getting the word going. I appreciate you over the years, bringing us up to the people's attention, to be able to circulate those ideas out there and to leaven the conversation. But this kind of mission-driven approach to getting a show out real quick, man, I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I hope, I encourage all listeners to go to everylibraryinstitute.org/halo and give whatever you can, even if it's just a dollar. All right. Thanks so much, John.
Steve, it's been a pleasure. Have a good one, pal.
Thanks. You too.
Cheers. Bye.
Circulating Ideas is produced in the suburbs of Atlanta. Views expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those of my place of work or the place of work of guests. For past interviews, visit circulatingideas.com and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or your podcast app of choice, and help others find the show by leaving a rating or a review. You can follow the show on Twitter @CircIdeas or like the show's Facebook page. Theme music is by Pamela Klicka, and the logo is by Shandy Fry. Thanks for listening, and keep circulating your ideas.